Podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Bentworth Senior High School. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents the WPIL AA Team Tournament Wrestling Preliminary Round as Short Tears Houston takes on Elizabeth Forward. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Noah Tennant, our videographer. And Jacob Knisner is producing in our downtown Washington studios. Neither of these teams made the team tournament a year ago. In fact, Elizabeth Forward didn't win a dual meet. Chartiers Houston wrestled an independent schedule comprised mostly of individual tournaments. Now, one of them will move on to the round of 16 in a Wednesday matchup at number 4, Quaker Valley. Our coverage of tonight's AA team tournament is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. And by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. This is only one of 8 preliminary round dual meets tonight, 4 in AA, 4 more in AAA. We'll run down that schedule for you when we continue here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In the AA preliminaries following our Chartiers Houston Elizabeth Forward match, we have Avella and Bentworth. The winner will go to number 2, Derry. 2A preliminaries at Greensburg Salem, Avonworth against Central Valley. Winner goes to number 3, McGuffey on Wednesday. And then at 7:15, Knock in Greensburg Salem. The winner goes to number 1, Burl. On the 3A side, preliminaries at Shaler area, 6 o'clock, Peters Township and Moon. 7:15, it'll be Ringgold and Shaler. At the North Hills, 2 matches, 6 o'clock start has Butler and Bell Vernon. That winner goes to Bethel Park. Penn Trafford and North Hills wrestle at 7:15 tonight at North Hills, with the winner going to Thomas Jefferson. Back to the Shaler site, Peters Moon winner goes to number 2, Franklin Regional. Ringgold Shaler winner will go to number 1, Connellsville. Here on the WJPA Sports Network, coming up on Wednesday, we'll be at 2 different sites. 2A action at McGuffey, the Highlanders against Avonworth, Central Valley winner, and Best Center to take on Laurel, and then the quarterfinal among the winners. That'll be on WJPA AM. And I'll be at the Thomas Jefferson, where the number 3-seeded Jaguars host the Penn Trafford North Hills winner, also Trinity and West Allegheny in the other first-round matchup, and those winners meet in the quarterfinals. We'll have that on WJPA-FM. All of it available online, the WJPA Sports Network, and we'll be producing the NFHS video for all of those matches in addition to the 2 here tonight. Chartiers Houston comes in with a record of 5-3 under Patrick Jennings, 2-1 in their section. Rick Sherman's 33rd year at Elizabeth Forward. The Warriors are 4-3 this year, 2-2 in section. And we'll take a long look as we go through the night. Both of these teams were at the Chartiers Houston Invitational that opened the year. Elizabeth Forward finished 18th, Chartiers Houston 21st, separated by 6.5 points. 2 medalists for EF and just 1 for Chartiers Houston. And oddly enough, just 1 meeting head-to-head between the 2 schools in that 30-team tournament. And that was 127 pounds, and we won't see the 27-pounders until well into the second half of the dual meet. We'll talk about that as we move along. This match and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. Our broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. Announcer chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved. Copyright 2025. Following our match, we'll recognize our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Two matches here tonight. Our first has Chartiers Houston and Elizabeth Forward. Our nightcap will have the host Best Center or Bentworth the Bearcats went into the final night of dual meet action as the unbeaten team atop the section. They got whacked by Best Center and ended up having to get one of two wild card invitations into the tournament. Chartiers Houston, the runner-up in Section 1. Elizabeth Forward got the other wild card. They were the third-place finisher in Section 7. Avella, runner-up to Burgettstown in Section 2. And Bentworth, the third-place finisher, and again a wild card out of Section 3. By way of tiebreaker, a three-way tie atop that section, and by way of tiebreaker, it was Jefferson Morgan 1, Best Center head-to-head 2, and Bentworth in the 3 spot. Big thanks to our longtime friend Ken Wonderly, and he will, from the Post-Gazette, will be keeping us posted throughout the night about other matches. Again, there are 8 around the area tonight, and 4 in AA, 4 in AAA, and he'll keep us posted as results flow in. Phil Mary handling things administratively for the WPIAL Wrestling Committee here tonight. Both teams are ready to go, and we are just about set to do that as well. Winners advance. The losers' season comes to an end. We'll get started at 152 pounds. Chartiers Houston and Elizabeth Forward here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Jeff Kresge is our referee tonight, getting the red and green armbands ready to go, and the flip of the disc for scoreboard purposes here in the gymnasium. Chartiers Houston is the home team, Elizabeth Forward the visitors. And looks like EF has won the toss, and if I read that correctly, they will choose the odd bouts. It seemed to be the way I read that. That means Elizabeth Ford will have to present first, and they don't have a wrestler weighed in at 152 pounds, and they will bump up. And head coach Rich Sherman told me they will fill the hole.
And for Chartiers Houston, we have
Daydrian Walls for Chartiers Houston, Lucas Boyer for Elizabeth Forward. There may be times during the action where we go split screen. Those of you watching on NFHS, you'll see all the action going on. And those of you listening on radio or audio online, we'll get you caught up instantly once we get back from those breaks. We'll see how the evening progresses. Underway, Boyer with his backside to you. Now getting after a shot against Walls, who sprawls back to try to fight that off, and they'll come back to the center. This is your first wrestling action of the year. There's a lot that's different from a year ago, including 3 points for takedowns, stalling call against Walls here in the early going, just 30 seconds in, and a stalling warning, and now going to be a false start warning on Walls as well. It's been a little shaky segment of this match already with a stall and a false start call. Walls and Boyer squaring off, tying up. The other change you may see, like, why aren't they called out of bounds? Scramble around behind goes Boyer, and this is exactly why change. And that is that both wrestlers have to be completely outside the line or touching a supporting structure, something along those lines. If there's a mat up against a wall, for instance, legs in, Nelson in, Boyer cranking Walls over, and a near fall goes full. It's 4 points, a little difference in the rules as well. And Walls in all kind of trouble. Boyer trying to get enough leverage to shove the left shoulder blade down, and the fall comes. 1 minute, 26 seconds. Lucas Boyer, winner by fall. Elizabeth Forward, 6. Chartiers Houston, nothing. Got a good look at that scramble around behind for the takedown. We'll go to 160 pounds. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does, too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
We get a 160 pounds, EF up 6-0 by way of the Boyer fall. Jesus Chavez for Chartiers Houston, Brian Taylor for EF. Taylor, a sophomore. Chavez, a Chartiers Houston senior. Chavez in on a leg, and he got Taylor down on his hands and going to get the takedown there. 25 seconds in, Chavez with a 3-0 lead. Now left arm pulled across the belly. Chavez just trying to work that arm in on the left side to get to that bar, and now to a tilt. Taylor goes over. He got a great look until referee Jeff Kresge jumped right in between us and the action. And now Chavez let go of the wrist and tried to jump to that side and could set up possibly chest to chest, half Nelson perhaps, but came up empty there. And I do not see any near fall points awarded. So apparently didn't get the second swipe from Kresge. And we apologize. We'll have some of that activity in front us all night long. Bar and a one-on-one. And now Chavez out to the side trying to drive the chin into the shoulder. And the fall comes in a minute and 30 seconds. Jesus Chavez ties the dual meet. And you'll see right here just a big squeeze on the head. And the fall comes. 6-6 tie on the dual meet. We'll go to 172 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
172 pounds. Decision made by the EF coaches to roll the dice. They're going to not bump up Danica Best from 60 to 72. That will leave a hole at either 89 or 215. We'll see where. Justin Frank in on a leg to take down Owen straight and take a 3-0 lead early in our first period. 30 seconds gone. And now Frank trying to go to the bar in a one-on-one. We just saw Jesus Chavez use that combination to turn Brian Taylor to his back and stick him eventually out of that. Frank trying to answer that. Fall at 152 for EF. Answer back for Chargers Houston at 160. Justin Frank with a quick takedown, now going to abandon that bar and one-on-one for a moment. Goes right back to it, trying to trap the wrist. So far, straight been able to fight that off. Straight just avoiding being turned over. And Frank, again, just cannot trap the wrist on the barred side. So he goes back to the one-on-one. Good hard work by Straight to look to drive the shoulder into the mat to fight off the pressure with the bar. Then when the half Nelson gets popped in by Frank, Straight does the right thing and looks away from it. 20 seconds to go in our opening period. 3-0 lead for EF's Justin Frank. Frank, a senior. Straight, a junior. Two right at the edge of the mat. And now they are going to end up outside. Went a minute and 55 seconds without a stoppage. And then when both ended up completely out of the mat, referee Jeff Kresge says, that's enough. And now false start going to be charged to Frank. 4.7 seconds. Stand-up attempt by Straight. Only thing Straight wants to do now is not get turned over. End of one period, 3-0. Frank, second period on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Owen Straight ends up with a leg. Got to the second one, but was just trying to fight off get his own leg free. And when he does that, he gets the takedown that ties the match at 3. 1:25 to go, second period. Takedown early for Justin Frank in the first. Takedown in the first 30 seconds of the second period for Owen Straight. Now Straight riding for the first time. We're at 172 pounds. Elizabeth Forward will forfeit either at 189 or 215 because they have just one wrestler available for that whole bit. Bar and a one-on-one by Straight, and he got a little aggressive with it and lost the good position on the bar. Now he goes up across the face, tries to grab the far upper arm. Can't work that the way he wants to. Works a short bar on the left side. Roll by Frank. He's trying to come out the back door. Straight going to sit right where he is. And now he's putting a strain on his own knee to get a potentially dangerous stop. You see the takedown here. Got to the one leg. Got to the second. You see the funk attempt there by Frank to try to fight it off. But eventually Straight got his ankle free and got the takedown that ties the match. The bout tied at 3, the match tied at 6. This is our third match of the night. Stand-up attempt by Frank. Busted back into the mat, and Straight runs the bar this time. And this time, Frank goes to his back. 20 seconds to go in this second period. Owen Straight trying to get it all here late. The left shoulder just barely off the mat. Referee Kresge flinched. You saw a great look at that as he almost slapped the mat. The period going to come to an end, and it's going to be a 4-point near fall for Owen Straight, and he's going to take a 7-3 lead to the third. Do we have that fall situation? Watch. I don't know if we're going to roll it long enough to see the Kresge flinch. You see the count going on, but we won't get the flinch. But he was down there, and the hand started up and just did not get it finished off. 7-3 lead for Owen Strait. Frank breaks him flat, tries to run a bar. We saw a lot of this in the first period. Stand-up attempt by Strait. Frank breaks him back down onto his knees. And now breaks him flat. Bar on the left. Can't see what he's doing with the right side. I'm figuring it's a one-on-one. But good job by Strait. Now Frank runs the bar. Strait fights it off. Now gets to his feet. Their knees, faces in. He turns Frank over. Reversal and back pounce. And the ball comes. 4:33 the time of the ball. There's the face in by Strait and right to a half. Chest to chest in the fall at 4:33. Chartiers Houston 12, Elizabeth Forward 6. See if we're going to get a 189-pounder for Elizabeth Forward. We'll take the break back on WJPA Sports Network right after this.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Leland Laws moves up to 2-8, 2-15 for Chartiers Houston, and Jaden Clark moves up from 189 to 215 as well. So all of that means Ricardo Chavez picks up 6 for the Bucks, winner by forfeit. So Chartiers Houston now up 18-6 as we start bout number 5. And Leland Laws and Jaden Clark. And these guys both weighed in for 189 pounds, so they are matched up weight-wise anyway. Leg takedown. Clark almost put Laws to his back, but couldn't stick him there. Clark back to his knees. Laws back to his knees. Clark trying to run a half. Laws on his knees, spinning around from there. And now Clark gets the other wrist, flattens Laws to the mat, and cranks on the Nelson. Trying to get enough leverage, and he turns Laws over. Laws trying to scissor the hips across and get all the way over. Clark trying to meet him up front and gets the fall in 56 seconds. Jaden Clark of Elizabeth Forward by fall. Chartiers Houston 18, Elizabeth Forward 12. After 5 bouts, we get a 285 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Jacob Lyle for Chartiers Houston, Logan Kane for Elizabeth Forward, and Lyle right to a pancake and toss, and he puts Kane to his back in 9 seconds. Chartiers Houston 24-12 lead. Jacob Lyle wasting no time. He got Kane to pull into him and just pancaked him right to his back. Takedown and fall in 9 seconds. We'll make the turn, go to 107. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First
Mason Robinson for Chartiers Houston, Warren Wolfslagle for Elizabeth Forward, and those two way out of bounds. 107 pounds. This is bout number 7. tiebreaker, of course. Those are important numbers. There are 13 weight classes. Other than deducting penalty points, number of wins is the first tiebreaker. Leg attempt by Robinson ends up with Wolfslagle draped over his back and just riding on his head and sitting there. Referee Kresge calls for the stalemate. We get back into the middle. Wolfslagle, a freshman. Robinson likewise. Oh, to be young again. Another shot by Robinson. Wolfslagle shuts that off. Trying to work a front package. A little shrug by, but Robinson keen to that. And now a leg attempt. Funk roll there by Robinson. Still hanging on to the leg across the body. And now Wolfslagle not in great position. He's up on his shoulders. Robinson trying to turn and stick him there, but he can't get his head free. And now Wolfslagle with the legs in gets up over top. And Wolfslagle with the takedown. 30 seconds to go, first period. Legs in and a deep half. A very painful move. He tucks the Robinson head out of the way and shoves the blade to one shoulder down and the other one just barely off the mat. Get a good look underneath there. And nice of Mr. Wolfslagle to move his other arm out of the way to let us peer right in at that left shoulder blade. 5 seconds to go in the period. Robinson trying to survive, and his shoulder goes down. The buzzer sounds. There is no fall. It is going to be a four-point near fall. The hand hit after the buzzer. So Wolfslagle with a 7-0 lead after one period. And one of those other changes that we talked about, 3 points for a takedown, up to 4 for a near fall, as compared to 2 and 3 in the old days. 7-point lead ain't what it used to be because of those two factors. Mason Robinson for Chartiers Houston starts on the bottom and trailing 7-0, and right back to the legs, and the Nelson goes Wolfslagle trying to power the Nelson on the left side. Right about this time, weigh-ins for the Avella-Bentworth match should be taking place. There's that near fall situation once again, and boy, there's that left shoulder just up off. Now Wolfslagle gets off the legs, and he's just going to go chest to chest, and the shoulders go down, and the fall comes. 2:41 the time of the fall. Elizabeth Forward's Warren Wolfslagle pulls EF back within one match. Your score after 7. Chartiers Houston 24, Elizabeth Forward 18, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Chartiers Houston's Jose Embriz, Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Forward, and Bubash in quickly on the legs to get a takedown 18 seconds in. Escape given to Ambriz. And another leg attempt, and this one's going to trap the far arm and put Ambriz right to his back. Second takedown of the match for Bubash. Bubash looking to tie this dual meet. EF won the first bout. Chartiers Houston won 3 in a row and 4 of 5, but the Warriors have come back to pull to within 24-18. 4-point near fall coming here. Bubash up now 10-1, make it 10-2 as Amber is able to turn in and face. And Bubash with another takedown, his third of the period, and we still have 50 seconds to go in this period. Tried to hook a leg, didn't get that. B- Bubash trying to just trying to work on that leg hook, but keeps reaching back, can't get what he wants there, so now ends up knees on both sides of the hips. Can't stay there long, riding parallel, and now folds the left arm onto the back, up around the head, and he just drives Ambrose to his back and gets the fall. 1 minute, 43 seconds, the time of the fall. Through eight, we're tied at 24 apiece. We get to 121 pounds. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hayden Martin, who weighed in at 121, takes the mat. Camden Stam, who weighed at 114, bumps up to 121 pounds, and we're underway. And it is Martin in on a leg. Stam trying to shove his leg back to the mat. Martin just picks him up, turns him back in, gets the takedown. Lead 3-0. And now a full Nelson. Good leg ride there for a moment by Martin, but he went underneath both shoulders and up around the head, and that is a textbook full Nelson, also illegal in high school wrestling. So 3-1 the count with the penalty point. Bar in by Martin. Stam trying to fight this off. He's just getting torqued up perpendicular and now beyond that. The back count going, and Stam trying to keep his left shoulder up off the mat. Martin trying to trap the other arm. Has done that somewhat, but now trying to put the hips into the shoulders of Stam. Hayden Martin trying to put EF back in front. Led 6-0. And now leg across the neck, but more chin and no lock there. Somehow or other, Camden Stam has kept his left shoulder blade off the mat. And now he's going to be able to get up to his knees. Four near falls for Martin. Still control for Martin, and now an escape for Stam. That'll make it 7-2. 20 seconds remaining in this first. Martin trying to get a late takedown. How big that would be. Just 10 seconds remaining. Stam trying to fight that off. Front package by Martin. Tries to pick the knee as well, and Stam will keep stay in bounds and keep the clock turning and get to the second period. Martin 7, Stam 2 after 1. Second period on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Martin defers his choice to the third period. Stam then almost reluctantly chooses bottom. Chartiers Houston coaches went to the scores table. They wanted to choke, and the near fall waved off. But when they didn't convince referee Jeff Kresge of that, then got the warning for delay of the match. Cradle in by Martin. Stam goes over and is stacked and pinned. 2:24 the time of the fall for Hayden Martin. Elizabeth Forward 30, Chartiers Houston 24. Four bouts to go. We'll go to 127 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only saw him fertile land. I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans. more than likely she about it. What he posts, more than likely he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got it sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Sophomore Logan Fox for Elizabeth Forward. Freshman Peyton Garove for Elizabeth Forward. Fox able to get around behind and get the takedown. I mentioned only one head-to-head matchup between these two schools at the Chartiers-Houston Invitational to start the year. Garove was one of them. Riley Albert, who also weighed in at 127, was the other. And so Rick Sherman making the move to send Logan Fox out instead of Riley Albert. By the way, Garove pinned Albert in the third period, first round of that match. 3-0 lead for Elizabeth Forward's Logan Fox. Winner of this match will head to number 4 Quaker Valley on Wednesday for first round action. 55 seconds to go in our first period. EF leading the team board 30-24. The Warriors have won 5 bouts, Chartiers-Houston 4, all of the 6-point variety. And Garove goes to his back, and Fox scores a pin in a minute and 19 seconds. Elizabeth Forward, 36. Chartiers-Houston, 24. We get a 133 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Riley Albert will bump up, and that's a move really that Sherman had no choice in, because if he doesn't bump Albert up, he's going to have to forfeit. EF in a situation now where any win clinches the dual meet. Leading by 12 at the moment, there's this bout and two more. So any EF win the rest of the way will clinch the dual meet. Shane English for Chartiers-Houston. English, a junior. Riley Albert, a sophomore. We're at 133 pounds. We started at 152. One for EF. Big points there from Logan Fox. Peyton Garove had a head-to-head pin against the Warriors, but Fox turned the table. It was Albert who was pinned by Garove at the Chartiers-Houston tournament back at the start of the season. Two wrestlers working neutral. 50 seconds to go in the first. Albert in on a leg. Pancake, and Albert turned to his back by English. Chest to chest pin. A minute and 18 seconds for Shane English. Albert had the shot. English had the finish. 36-30. Elizabeth Forward leading Chartiers-Houston. Two bouts to go. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Angelo Mel will pick up a forfeit at 139 pounds for Chartiers-Houston. That will tie the dual meet. And now Ari Ambriz will not present for Chartiers-Houston. And so at 145 pounds, Ethan Childers will come out and take the forfeit, and Elizabeth Forward is going to win the dual meet. We had one bout go to the third period. every match was a six-point team victory, and Elizabeth Forward is going to win it by a 42-36 score. They won seven. Churches Houston won six. We'll recap it for you in just a couple of minutes when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
42-36, Elizabeth Forward a winner. The Warriors take 7 of the 13 bouts. Chartres Houston takes the other 6, and all of them by fall or forfeit. And with that, Elizabeth Forward will move on to take on number 4, Quaker Valley, at Quaker Valley High School Wednesday, 6 o'clock. The other two teams in that pod, Freedom Area and South Park. When we come back in just a moment, now we'll keep it right here. We'll keep it here. Let's get you a recap. Started 152 pounds, Lucas Boyer for Elizabeth Forward with a takedown. And about a minute later, turned Dadrian Walls of Chartres Houston to his back to get the fall, 126, the time of the pin. Chartres Houston's Jesus Chavez tied the dual meet with a quick takedown of Brian Taylor and turned him to his back, getting the fall in a minute and 30 seconds. Only bout that went the distance, 172. Chartres Houston's Owen Strait, Justin Frank for EF. Takedown for Frank early on and looked like he might turn Strait, but Strait fought that off a couple of times. 3-0 Frank after one. Strait with a takedown and a 4-point near fall in the second after choosing neutral to start that second period. 7-3 lead for Strait, and he was on the bottom in the third period. Got a quick reversal and a fall 33 seconds into the second to get the fall. Chartres Houston led 12-6. They would make that 18-6, picking up a forfeit at 189, Ricardo Chavez. Went to 215 pounds, Leland Laws for Chartres Houston. Jaden Clark. Clark with a takedown 20 seconds in, and about 30 seconds later turned Laws to his back and stuck him. Fall in 56 seconds, pulled EF back to within 6. It was 18-12. But Jacob Lau for Chartres Houston got those points back and wasted no time. Takedown 3 seconds in, he put Logan Kane right to his back and pinned him in 9 seconds to give the Bucks a 24-12 lead as we made the turn to 107. But 4 straight victories for EF put them in front, a lead they would end up being tied, but then would win the dual meet by 6. And those 4 matches were huge. At 107, Warren Wolfslagle, takedown, a 4-point near fall to lead 7-0 after one, was on top as Mason Robinson, and I mentioned it at the time, very reluctantly chose bottom position, and he was reluctant because of what eventually happened 40 seconds into that second period. Wolfslagle turned him over again. Robinson was fortunate to survive the first. In fact, the hand slap after the buzzer, well, there was no buzzer to save him in the second period. Wolfslagle with the fall at 241. Team score went to 24-18, Chartres Houston. Preston Bubash would tie the dual meet with his first period pin. Took down Jose Ambriz put him to his back twice, the second time to stay. A minute and 43 seconds in, tied the dual meet at 24 all. Back-to-back pins for the Warriors followed. At 121, Hayden Martin. 7-2 lead after one against Camden Stam. And just 24 seconds into the second, he turned Stam and stuck him to stay. 224 the time of the fall. EF had a 30-24 lead. Logan Fox would run that out to 36-24, pinning Peyton Garove. Logan Fox, winner by fall in a minute and 19 seconds at 127 pounds. EF led 36-24. The Bucks, Shane English with a quick takedown and a pin of Riley Albert. 118 the time of that fall. Looked like Albert had the better of it on the move, got to a leg, but then underhooked by English, and Albert put to his back to stay. 118 the time of the fall. And then Angelo Mel presents at 139. The Bucks square the dual meet when EF doesn't send anybody out at 139, and they move Ethan Childers up to 145, and the Bucks do not have a wrestler present at 145. And the forfeit to Ethan Childers gives EF the dual meet victory 42-36 here in the opening round, the preliminary round of the WPIL 2A team tournament. Time to recognize our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. When we come right back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Chartiers Houston led 24-12 when we went to match number 7 and had already won four bouts, had the 12-point lead, and really in a situation where they could take control of the duel, but not so fast, radio guy says. EF freshman Warren Wolfslagle, takedown, 4-point near fall at the buzzer, and that buzzer kept him from getting the pin at that point, and Wolfslagle did not fool around in the second as well. Turned Mason Robinson to his back and stuck him 41 seconds into that second period that started EF back on the road to victory. The first of four consecutive wins, all pins, two in the second period, two in the first for Elizabeth Forward, and the Richard Sherman squad would roll that on to the victory here tonight. Our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, EF freshman Warren Wolfslagle. Tonight's match here on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true, by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust, and by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Coming up shortly, the second match of our doubleheader here at Bentworth as the host Bearcats take on Avella. Thanks to both head coaches, Patrick Jennings and Rich Sherman, and to Brian Malecki, Matt Maltunis, and the entire crew here at Bentworth. For our floor director, Jason Tennant, videographer, Noah Tennant, and our producer, Jacob Knisner, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL AA Team Tournament Wrestling preliminary round, your final score, Elizabeth Forward 42, Chartiers Houston 36. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.